Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 78th Venice International Film Festival. Today we are here to talk about the 27 Times Cinema project. And I'm here with Maria Josephine Harrison, who is representing Austria in this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to apply, Maria, and what do you expect to learn from this experience?
I'm a student, so I study in Vienna, and I study theatre and film theory and comparative literature. So obviously I'm very interested in film. So over the past 1.5 years it was quite hard to get anything practical. Although I'm very interested in the practical side of everything, especially in festivals. So then I saw this and I was quite excited about the whole project, and I applied, and I'm really happy that it worked out. So basically, I think for me, as I don't really know yet what exactly I want to do with film or in the film industry, this is just a great experience to see what direction I want
how
to...
How it works
and what direction I want to I consider. And exactly. That's why I applied, and I'm very happy about that.
And as you mentioned, I know that you love the idea of becoming a theater director or a dramatist, and being able to combine this with films. Mm-hmm. And I find this super interesting. Tell us more about that.
So I come from the theater side of things. So I'm really in love with theater, and that, through theater, I think I came into film because it's, to me, it has something to do with each other a lot. A lot of people who do theater, who are theater directors or dramatists, also are in the cinema world So I'd love the idea to be able to do both, either write for both, for cinema and theater, or also to I'm interested in performance also on the streets or something, and combining cinematic elements with theater. Mm-hmm. And because to me this is all this all has something to do with each other.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it can work together.
Speaking
of Austria, what's the situation of independent cinema in your country?
As I'm from Vienna, which is the capital of Austria, I have the feeling that there is a lot of independent cinema and independent film that you can see. There are a lot of independent small cinemas. Mm-hmm. Which I really enjoy because, there's a huge variety. But obviously, some older cinemas or smaller cinemas lose audience throughout the years, especially young audience.
Yeah, of course.
I'm quite happy and privileged to be in Vienna, where I can still have all this variety. But I think in more rural places in Austria, it's something completely different.
Completely different.
Exactly.
And moving back to Venice, which one of the 27 Times Cinema activities, workshops, are you looking forward to the most? But you can also talk about past events.
Yeah, I think I'm in most, because we're quite at the end of this whole experience, sadly. I'm really looking forward to the last jury meeting, because I think that's going to be, crazy.
You mean when you share...
When we have, the discussion on the winner. Because we had some discussions now, and they were really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's what I'm really excited about. Also, I was part of the Europa Cinemas workshop on how to... on marketing strategies for cinemas, festivals, European film... that was really interesting to me because I've never really thought that much about marketing and that aspect of cinema, which is also a huge aspect and very important. So that was really interesting to me to get some small points. I think I'll have to think about that more in future.
Okay, thank you very much, Maria, for sharing your experience with us. Maria Josephine Harrison, she is representing Austria in this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. And thank you very much to all of you. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.